You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Sam Houser. I'm Joe O'Neill here till 7 o'clock, and then we take you to South Bend, Notre Dame hosting Syracuse right here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. All right, and our next guest is Christina Esterly. Her and her husband own Office Alternatives, and Christina, your first expansion, you guys been around since 2006, okay? Locally owned business right there in Journal Center, but Office Alternatives is expanding, and you've got a lot more real estate, and you're having an event on Thursday that you're inviting everybody out to come check it out, Christina.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, we are excited. Office Alternatives has been around for a long time, but it's been a good 10 years since we have been able to expand, and we're quite thrilled about it. It's always an exciting thing when small business in Albuquerque can expand, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, people are hearing your ads on the radio, and the talk about the benefits of people going and seeing what you can provide. Economics, convenience, all those things are available with Office Alternatives, Christina.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming out of post-COVID, we have found that people are looking for office space, but they're not wanting to sign long-term commitments, long leases. They don't want high overhead, Joe, so they're looking for an all-inclusive space that maybe they have one office, two offices that they want to have privately 24/7 access. They don't mind sharing some things. They don't mind sharing a kitchen. They don't mind sharing a copier. And it's just an economical, low-overhead way to office. So we provide just what our title is, Office Alternatives. We provide a way for you to office kind of differently than in years past.
So this event on Thursday is just a way of rolling out the expansion. You have 20 office suites, which are all-inclusive. You got access to a conference room, training rooms, all these different things. So people that are used to, like, out and about trying to set up meetings at different crowded coffee shops, they'd be really surprised on how affordable things are for them to have their own space there at Office Alternatives, Christina.
That's correct. So we give a lot of different options for people out there, startups and small business. We have other packages besides on-site offices, Joe. We have what's called our virtual office. That's where people can just stop in, rent an hourly office for an hour, a half an hour, get some free coffee, have their clients come and meet them and think that this is their big fancy office building in Journal Center, while really it's just a space that they are renting for the hour. So we have a lot of people who also use our address. They have businesses that they started out of their house, and instead of using their home address, goodness forbid, they use our professional address, and they meet clients and get mail and packages on site. So we kind of have something for everyone at Office Alternatives.
All right. Well, and with this event you're having on Thursday, it starts at 3 o'clock. It's not hard to find right there at 4801 Lang Avenue Northeast. You know, people know that Journal Center. All they got to do is visit the Office Alternatives website, and has all the information. But you guys will be showing all of this new area that you have. You'll have light snacks. You'll have some refreshments. All that is going to take place this Thursday between 3 and 4 at 4801 Lang Avenue, correct?
Correct. So as soon as, if you want to drop by, as soon as you walk in, you're just going to turn left when you get inside the door. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have just some excitement and hoopla. Really, the Rio Rancho Chamber is helping to kick off a ribbon cutting, so the first 20 minutes will probably be a little bit more formal, and then the rest of it is just walk around, see what we have. It's not completely finished. The decor is still a work in progress, but the space is now rentable. We have 7 clients in there already, and we have another 13 spaces available. So it's a good time just to check out what we do. If, even if you don't need an office or our services, come celebrate with us. Because, again, whenever small business in Albuquerque gets a chance to grow, I don't know about you, but I get excited because that means we're succeeding as a city, so, and as a state.
No, I get excited too, Christina, all right? And it's all about turnkey. Visit officealternatives.com. That's officealternatives.com for more information. They've got fully loaded office suites, hourly meeting rooms, virtual telephone reception, and virtual office services. They're locally owned. They're women-owned business. The number over there is 505-796-9600, 796-9600. Before we let you go, did I miss anything, Christina?
No, I think we covered it all. If anyone has any questions, call me. Again, my name is Christina Esterly, and I work with a lot of small businesses and startups just to even give them advice on things like don't use your personal cell phone for your business, don't use your home address, use a registered agent on your Secretary of State site when you register your business, things like that that we come to learn the hard way. So we're always here as a free resource. Don't hesitate to call us again and come on by Thursday at 3, 4801 Lang Avenue. We'd love to have you.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Christina. We appreciate your patronage of ESPN Radio 101.7, the team, and best of luck to you on Thursday afternoon. That is Christina Esterly. She is one of the owners of Office Alternatives, and as I mentioned, visit officealternatives.com or call 796-9600. That's 796-9600. All right, when we come back, we got top five coming up. And a seemingly impossible win streak stayed alive last night. Which one is that? Well, Sam Houser will tell you when we come back. ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.